love with you. Showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way.
You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
Now you love me too. Now you love me too.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. As the search for the 170 people still missing goes on in Central Texas, we're learning more about how some people escaped the flash flooding. Kelsey Cravey says her mother and stepfather were in their mobile home in Kerrville, not knowing it was already floating down the river when three strangers got them out of danger.
They opened the window and started shining flashlights outside of the window, just screaming, hollering, and finally they heard a semi-truck honking the horn.
CBS's Karen Waugh says the flooding has created an unimaginable amount of debris.
At least 120 people have been confirmed dead, and more than 170 remain missing across the state. Now, rescue workers say a key challenge in the search is sifting through miles of land and water.
We are finding vehicles and RVs deep inside the debris that you can't even see from the outside.
Israel and Hamas are considering a new U.S.-backed proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tel Aviv says for people on both sides, a ceasefire can't come soon enough.
Every day without a ceasefire in Gaza is another day of hunger. Another day of Israeli airstrikes that kill the innocent. In Israel, too, every day without a ceasefire is a day of mourning for young soldiers killed in the fighting and for the hostages held by Hamas for a year and 8 months.
Ukrainian officials are saying that Russia has overnight launched 400 attack drones and 18 missiles. Meanwhile, CBS's Weijia Zhang says there's still confusion over who ordered a pause in weapons shipments to Ukraine.
The president has pledged to send more military support to Ukraine after the U.S. halted shipments last week, which have since resumed. Trump says he does not know who ordered the pause.
Well, I haven't thought about it because we're looking at Ukraine right now and munitions, but I have not gone into it.
Among the weapons headed for Ukraine, precision-guided rockets. 31 workers have been rescued from a partially collapsed sewer tunnel under construction in Los Angeles. No injuries were reported. The workers were about 400 feet underground. Mayor Karen Bass.
We spoke with the paramedics while the paramedics examined the men as they came up. And I just have to tell you that we're all blessed today in Los Angeles.
After 2 years running Elon Musk's social media platform, Linda Yaccarino says she's stepping down as CEO of X. Yaccarino joined the site formerly known as Twitter in June 2023, shortly after Musk bought it for $44 billion. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
DQ presents How to Make Your Summer Take Flight. Just head into DQ for a new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Treat your inner hero to an epic mix of sugar cookie dough, sprinkles, and cake batter flavor. Blend it all with legendary DQ soft serve, and it's enough to tempt Superman himself. Fly into DQ for our new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat before it's gone. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy tastes good. Only at participating locations.
The police canine who was kicked by a traveler at Dulles International Airport last month is now back on the job.
Freddie, the Customs and Border Patrol beagle, screens luggage for smuggled food that could bring pests or blight into the U.S. His handler, Melissa Snyder, says Freddie alerted her to the bag of a 70-year-old man from Egypt.
The gentleman walked up and kicked Freddie in the right side of his ribs.
So hard that Freddie was lifted off the ground.
There was some bruising.
The man pleaded guilty to assault on a police animal.
He did ultimately get deported.
During his career, Freddie has sniffed out more than 8,000 pounds of meat and plant products. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Some people looking for a job online are getting scammed. Ads that promise good pay for completing easy online tasks are popping up in text messages or on WhatsApp. The Federal Trade Commission says the tasks seem legitimate, but victims are then told they need to pay money to access their earnings. The FTC says you should never pay to access your pay. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, a light breeze and a mostly clear sky as temperatures drop to near the 60-degree mark. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. Will be a storm chance on Thursday night. Low temperatures in the upper 60s. Currently 62 degrees.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write in I die. This'll be the day that I die. That I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed. But not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? worry. I only wanna make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can,
my soul on fire.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm but just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow yellow. A wind of a velocity nil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Sudden craze. Electrical banana. It's bound to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
Baby, it just or turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
as she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together. Nearly every single day singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers,
she's mine,
she's mine,
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
WRJN.
Bring your love to me. But I
tell a joke or two.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We're now hearing what people went through when flash floods tore through Kerr County, Texas. From Ingram, CBS's Jason Allen says people were caught totally unawares by the rapidly rising Guadalupe River.
15-year-old Jack Roberson and his mother tried to drive away, but the water rose too fast.
I can climb higher, but I'm okay. Are you high?
Recordings show Roberson's legs underwater as muck, trees, and debris engulfed.
Mom, are you in a tree? Boats coming!
Residents are now demanding to know why they didn't get more warning about the approaching flash flooding. The death toll now at least 120 and 170 people are missing. What role did climate change play in the catastrophic flooding? CBS News national environmental correspondent David Schechter has been looking into that.
And one of the hallmarks of climate change is not necessarily that we have more rain over the course of a year, but that it comes down intensely in short bursts. And so experts would say, and are saying, this is precisely what's happened in Kerrville, is precisely what we should expect in a warmer climate, that we will get these very, very intense extreme downfalls.
31 workers building a huge sewer tunnel in Los Angeles were briefly trapped when part of it collapsed. Mayor Karen Bass.
When we raced down here, I was so concerned that we were going to find tragedy. Instead, what we found was victory. All of the men that were in that tunnel rescued up safe.
No injuries have been reported. The cause of the collapse not clear. Israel and Hamas appear to be getting close to a ceasefire deal in Gaza.